Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life.
Blessings by Grace Radio. Tonight is Wednesday night. Well, Wednesday throne room. Wednesday tonight, we're taking all of your prayers and your petitions to the throne of grace tonight, December the 1st, 2021. We have 30 more days into the brand new year, 2022. Wow. We can always say it this time of the year, the year went by really, really fast. It always seems that way. So tonight is our weekly Bible study, where you're going to get Bible study and prayer. It's not just a Bible study. It's mainly prayer. But when we don't have a caller on tonight, we do give you a little bit of food for thought with the word. Tomorrow is officially our Learner's Lounge Thursday, where it's nothing but Bible study, no prayer. But tonight you get double portion. And so call in number for prayer is 818-668-5428. Again, it's 818-668-5428. 5428, that is the call-in number for prayer tonight, so please call in for prayer. Tell somebody else to call in as well. Now, you know, every Wednesday and Thursday, I like to give inspiration or talk about a topic of choice. Tonight, I want to talk about the different types of critics that are found in different types of churches. That's my topic for tonight. Now, all pastors and other church leaders have their critics in the church. No leader in the church can escape the sting of criticism. Indeed, dealing with critics is one of the great challenges pastors in a ministry shall have. Though the pain of criticism cannot be removed, it can be handled constructively. One way to deal with the issue is to make every effort to understand the mindset of a critic. In doing so, church leaders can respond redemptively and pastorally. Now, there are five different types of critics. You have the constructive critic, the negligent critic, the hurt critic, the sinful critic, and the self-serving critic. When you talk about someone that's giving the constructive criticism, that person really wants what's best for you and the church and everybody around. He or she does not have a personal agenda or vendetta. They must have prayed about talking to you or writing you before confronting you. The best response is to listen, discern, and if necessary, make the changes. The challenge is that it is often difficult to discern the voice of constructive words in a cacophony of other criticisms. Now, the negligent criticism, this person makes an offhand comment and does not think much of it. He does not realize that his words or her words really have stung you. He or she is truly not making an issue a personal matter. In my own leader, like in our own leadership positions in our churches that we have to make critical comments that a lot of times we don't realize can be hurtful to other people. And we may have never known the error of our ways unless someone has let us know about it. It is likely that if we let these critics know how hurtful it was, they will both be surprised and very remorseful. Now, the hurt critic, pain is pervasive in our world, and church members are not exempt from it. From their pain, these critics often lash out at pastors and leaders in moments of deep frustration, and anger. Unfortunately, pastors are often the most visible and convenient targets for the hurt and angry critics. If pastors can discern the mindset of these critics, they should have a twofold response. First, they shouldn't take the criticism personally, and second, they should make every effort to respond with compassion, concern, and love. The sinful critic, yes, everyone is a sinner, but there are some church members living in a state of rebellious and unrepentant sin. These criticisms are an attempt at deflection. They refuse to face their own rebellious ways, so they try to make you feel like the guilty party. If a pastor knows about the unrepentant sin in a church member's life, he should confront him on it. Unfortunately, pastors often do not know these facts at the moment in which they are criticized. And then finally, the self-serving critic. This critic is having a thinly disguised temper tantrum because he or she is not getting his or her way on some issue in the church. They don't like the music. They don't approve of the budget the church voted on. Somebody changed the order of service. So they lash out at you because you are the leader, which led or accepted the change. These critics are in many ways the most challenging because those critics are very disruptive and they're very disrespectful to the church, to the congregation. Pastors and other church leaders would serve themselves well to consider two major ways to deal with any type of criticism at church. First, realize that criticism is inevitable. Anyone in a position of leadership will face criticism. Deal with it prayerfully and courageously, but accept it as part of your leadership, that it will never go away. This is for anyone in a church that holds a position of any kind. Second, make every attempt to discern the type of critic with whom you are dealing. In many cases, the criticisms will benefit your life and ministry. In other cases, you may have the opportunity to deal with the critic in a pastoral or leadership and redemptive way. Now, all criticisms sting, at least for most of us, but not all criticisms are bad for us. Indeed, in many cases, our leadership and ministry can be more effective if we deal with critics in more redemptive and prayerful ways. I hope this helped you. If you, in Radio Land, have any type of leadership role in your church, if you are a department head, an auxiliary leader, if you are anywhere in Radio Land, and even at a job or anywhere else in your physical well-being of life, this is just a little bit of some notes as to how you can deal with people that can be and have been disruptive and dismemberment for your church. This is a way that you can handle it. Well, tonight is prayer night, but thank you for listening to my little 5 tips on how to deal with criticism in the church. Appreciate that, because we all can learn to use something constructive in our life. God took constructive criticism in his life. You know, he sent his son down here, and his son had to listen to the father with that constructive criticism, how to save a dying world like us. We're hard-headed. We don't listen all the time, but God gives us a second chance to learn how to get it right. And taking criticism is not always bad if it's done in a positive light. So I thank you for listening to my Inspiration Wednesday. All right, tonight is prayer night, so please have everybody you can think of in your address book, or some people call it a phone book. Call them and tell them the doctor is in, and he's praying with everybody tonight here on the air in the Apple Body Studio. We appreciate you so much. We hope last week you had a blessed Thanksgiving holiday, giving thanks to the Holy Master who allowed you to wake up today. We thank you, we thank you, and we thank you forevermore. Ladies and gentlemen, the doctor is in, and he is going to pray with each and every one of you right now. God bless everybody.
Thank you tonight, Sister Kitas, and God bless you in radio land tonight. This is Dr. Moore, amen, saying we are so grateful to be able to come back to be with you one more time, amen, on air, letting you know that Jesus is our Savior. And he's not willing that any should perish, but all come to eternal life. It's a blessing to be back after Thanksgiving. That we, amen, we pray that, amen, God bless each of you out there, no matter where you are, that you had a rejoicing time in the Lord. Every day is a Thanksgiving day to us that really know Jesus. And we're just so grateful that God has spared us, amen, to let us see another day. I'm thinking about, amen, the scripture, a man must always pray and not faint. Don't faint in an hour in which you may not understand what's going on. Don't quit praying. Be persistent. Like the little widow was, amen, towards the judge, she was very persistent. She wouldn't let nothing deter her. She wanted an answer. And I'm going to say unto you tonight, if you want an answer from Jesus, you can't let life deter your faith. If Jesus said he'd do it, stand on the word of God. Thank God, amen, for the little scenario tonight, amen, that Sister Kitasha brought on tonight. We pray that it bless you. I'm going to read the scripture, and we're going to open up the lines, amen, for prayer. This is what God, amen, designed for us on Wednesday night, amen, is to pray. Pray one for another. As it also says, amen, if you can get a prayer through to the Lord, pray for Dr. Moore, amen, that God will continue to give me strength. And that his will might be done in my life. Beloved, James the 5th chapter says, and the 14th verse, is any one among you, I'm reading from the Amplified Version, is anyone among you sick? We'll stop and Paul right there, amen. I'm talking about people that is sick, is in needing a spiritually help, physically help. He must call for the elders, or that is the spiritually leaders that they are under. One that must always stay prayerful and ready to get in touch with the Lord. You must call for the elders of the church. I'm not talking about no anybody. I'm talking about born again believers, filled with God, precious fire, and Holy Ghost, and let them pray over him. That oil that we pray, that we bless, let him be anoint, and let them anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. If you're sick, you need to be anointed. anointing to break the yoke. And the prayer of faith will restore the ones who is sick. You've got to activate your faith in the Lord. You've got to believe that he is and that he will reward those that diligently seek him. If you ask the Lord for something, you can't waver like an ocean, a wave on the ocean. You're not going to receive it. You got to be firm in your faith. Regardless how much doubt is around you and how much confusion is going on, you got to believe. Knowing him in the name of the Lord, that is Jesus. And the prayer of faith will restore the one who is sick. The prayer of faith. Faith is the substance of things that is hoped for. And the evidence of things that's not seen. It's a makeup kit. Faith. If you can only produce faith of just a grain of a mustard seed, you can tell that sickness in your life tonight to be removed, and God will and can remove it. And the Lord will raise him up. And if he have committed sin, if your sickness, amen, caused you to be sick, your condition, you done sinned before the Lord. Now it is time for you to get the slate clean and clear. God is willingness to forgive you. If you only can forgive yourself, God is willing to forgive you of your sin. And the prayer of faith will restore the one who is sick. And the Lord will raise him up. I didn't say amen to elders of the church. I didn't say no human being, but I said the Lord will raise him up. I am the Lord God that healeth thee. If you're going to be healed, it is the Lord himself is the one going to do it. We are only instruments. We don't have that power. It's the Lord that uses us if you're going to be healed. And he will be forgiven. God will forgive you. Therefore, confess your sins to one another. That is your false step, your offense. And pray for one another. That's why we're here on the air tonight. We want to pray one for another. God give us all the measurement of faith. Well, amen. Some people is not as strong as other people are. Let the strong bear the infirmity of the weak. It's as Dr. Moore tonight saying, believe the word of God. God's word cannot lie. Stand on the word of God. James says, amen, that you may be healed and restored. The heartfelt and persistent prayers of a righteous man can accomplish much. Put it into action. Make an effort affected by God. It is a dynamic and can be tremendously powerful. I'm talking about prayer tonight. And I want to follow that tonight by saying, not only, amen, if you're sick, if you have a need tonight, or you're going through something, amen, that you don't seem like you can make it through by yourself, call us tonight. We will pray for you. We will release our faith along with your faith tonight. It doesn't make any difference what it is. The fervent prayers of a righteous man prevail as much. This is Dr. Moore, amen, releasing the phone to this hour. Let me hear from you. Well, I know the Lord is good to you.
Caller from 747-295, you're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Keetasha. God bless you, Bishop. My prayer request is that I'm in agreement with both of you guys just said. That was very powerful, and that was real, Keetasha. And Bishop, that's right on that faith. We got to stand on our faith and believe. Those that's healing, whatever you may be going through, that's why we're on the prayer line. So my prayer tonight is that I am in agreement with what both of you guys said. My prayer is to pray much for me, that I grow stronger and stronger in the Lord. I'm praying for my children and my children's children. I'm praying for my brothers and sisters, my whole entire family, as well as those that's out of the safety ark of Jesus Christ, my husband and his entire family. I'm talking about all down there in Arizona and Arkansas, wherever they may be, my family. I'm praying for soul salvation upon them tonight. Praying for my bishop, you strengthen our church. Stop division and all anything that's going that's not like the Lord. Like, we're going to pray on that and stay in faith with it and believe that the Lord is going to set everything in place. I'm praying for those that sick, weak in their bodies and addictions. Praying for all those things that the Lord in due time will deliver, heal, and save, because I believe he will. And, Bishop, that is my prayer request for tonight.
God bless you, my daughter. I'm going to say activate your faith in the Lord along with me tonight. God ears is not too heavy that he can't hear. Neither is his hand, amen, too short that he can't reach down and touch us tonight. My God, we release in our faith tonight. My sister come in, Lord, with a variety of requests tonight, but you know every one of them. You know how to deal with these problems, Lord, and you know how it to strengthen her in the time and in the confusion of this life. You know how to comfort her. I'm asking you to speak to her mind and soul right now. Lord,
in the
name of
Jesus,
I know we're in a world of confusion. I know we're in a world of doubt, but we release our faith. Our faith is in you tonight. Our faith is in you.
Yes, Lord.
And by your word, we're standing on your holy and divine word right now, Lord God. We know that time
in
is winding up.
Jesus.
We see time is leading from among us. But
let us
stand on your divine word. We know, amen, that in this time that we're living in, there are going to be catastrophic things all over the world. But let us stand on your word.
Yes, Lord.
You said, your peace I leave with you. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world have, but my peace I give unto you. Lord, let your peace be in your children, Lord. Let your peace be with your people.
Yes, Lord.
My God, my daughter is praying for her family. Those that are saved and those that are unsaved. Those, amen, that's walking his feet, those behind. Filling the wall.
Yes, Lord.
My God, don't let her serving you. She's praying for her family tonight.
In the name of Jesus.
You know where they are. You know where they are. And you know how to meet their needs tonight. I come to hold somebody else. I continue to bless your name. I continue to lift up your holy name tonight. Strengthen my sister, Lord. Strengthen her family right now, her immediate family, right there with her right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord.
I pray in the name of Jesus right now and let somebody say yes to your divine will.
Yes,
my
Lord. Yes, Lord.
We know you're coming back. Let somebody repent.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes. Let them repent. Let them repent,
in the name,
Lord,
of Jesus.
We can't repent,
yes,
in,
Lord,
the grave. It must be on this,
hallelujah,
side. My God, where breath is still breathing in our body, we must repent. Oh,
yes, Lord,
Jesus,
in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Continue to bless my beloved sister right now as she touch and agree with us in prayer. My God, stand by her. Continue to give revelation to her in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, Lord Jesus,
you,
just to save that
yes,
which is
Jesus.
Lost.
Yes,
save,
Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Save, Lord. Save.
Did
in the name of Jesus. Yeah, Lord, save.
Save them to
Hallelujah.
Me,
save them, Jesus.
Don't just raise
Hallelujah.
Them up, Lord. Sickness, and they still do wrong, save them.
Yes, Lord,
save
in the name of Jesus.
Save
yes,
them,
Jesus.
Save them.
Save.
My cry tonight, along with my sister, my God, that
yes,
just work miracles in their life, but turn them around. Turn around.
In the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
And give them
yes.
an eternal answer. I
yes,
thank you
Lord.
For my
yes,
beloved
Lord.
Sister. I thank you for our household right now. I thank you for our beloved husband. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank the Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you. Pray
thank
for
you,
us
Jesus.
Tonight.
Thank you, Bishop. God bless you and Katasha. Thank you.
Amen.
Love you.
Love you now.
What a prayer. What a prayer. Amen. Caller from 562-500. You are live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, Sister Katasha. This
God
is Brother
you,
Eric. I'm calling. God bless you. I'm calling and asking for prayer. My prayer request tonight is for a traveling grace and for the precious blood of Jesus to cover me as I'm preparing to leave out on Sunday to head to Arizona. The Lord has blessed me to come into a new position, a new job. I'm going off of orientation, and I just want the Lord's blood, the Spirit to guide and keep me while I'm over the road and while I'm there for 3 days and cover me coming back to California.
Thank you, my son. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. I'm glad you called me. Praise the Lord. So we can, amen, ask the Lord to continue to
Thank you for listening to our intermission. Something new we're trying tonight. Next caller in the prayer line is going to be 818-358. You are now officially live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello, Katasha. Hello, Bishop. Call in for prayer for me and my family, my church, and my father.
God bless you, Brother Vernon.
Oh, thank you, Bishop.
I want you to believe the Lord along with me tonight, and I know you do.
Yes,
every
yes.
time that you ask that request, God hears us. God hears us.
Yes.
I want you to believe that the Lord is hearing us every time, but don't you stop. Don't you stop asking that prayer until the Lord do something. But amen, the Lord hears us. When you ask prayer for your father, yourself, amen, in your church, the Lord hears us.
Yes.
My God, in the name of Jesus. continue to strengthen, Lord, my beloved brother right now, in the holy name of Jesus right now. Oh, Jesus, work it out with the dad. Work it out, Lord, work it out. It ain't nothing too hard you can't do, Lord. We don't get too old that you can't fix the problem. My God, for our breath is still running in our body, and we are breathing on your breath. You can work it out. And we're going to give you the praise for my beloved brother now. He's determined, Lord. He's determined, my God, that you speak to his father. My God, and give him eternal yes, Lord. He's determined, my God, that you bless the body of Jesus Christ. My God, let continue to strengthen him on every hand right now. My God, every drawback spirit that my God trying to keep him from lifting up your holy name, I find that spirit right now by the power of Jesus. I destroy it by the power of Jesus right now. Reconnect that home. And my God, make that home a home of prayer like never before. In Jesus' name, make them strong witness in the name of Jesus. Feel it, Lord. My God, put your precious Holy Ghost, and that will pass in the name of Jesus. And we're going to continue to give you praise, glory, and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, my son.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Doctor. Amen.
Yep. Caller from 310-508. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop.
Praise the Lord, Deacon. God bless you tonight. How are you tonight, son?
I'm blessed. I'm calling in for prayer for myself and that I can continue to stand on my faith, and that I continue to grow in the Lord even more.
God bless you, Dick. You hit on some very important points that you can continue to stand on your faith. Faith is what it's all about tonight. We think that the Lord is going to answer our prayers through faith. We believe he's keeping us right now through faith. We believe right now, amen, that he sent the Holy Ghost through faith. And you know what, Dick, tonight the eyes of the Lord is in every place beholding the good and the evil. The Lord sees everything that we have done and every thought that we think tonight. God sees it.
Amen.
Oh, man of the Lord, forgive up your most holy faith tonight. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, that you might be more people than you ever have been in these last and evil days. My God, well, men, they're losing their faith. They're losing their hope. But hold on to your faith.
In
your
Jesus
faith
name.
Is your destination. Your faith is your hope. Your faith in your deliverance, no matter how bad you feel and what Satan tell you, amen, hold on to your faith. We are on our way out of here. The Lord is going to deliver us through faith. And we're giving him praise right now for what he has done. Strengthen that old body of yours right now, my hallelujah. We're giving him praise right now. But what he done, and what he's going to do right now, he continues to renew your strength. He continues to build you up while you're toned down. Just give him praise, glory, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, sir.
Caller from block number, you're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop. This is Sister Jennings.
Yes,
I'm calling for prayer for my home, and that God cover all of my children while they're out. And I'm asking prayer that God save every one of my children before it's too late. And pray for me that I may go stronger in the Lord.
Thank you, Mother Jennings. Thank you. Good to hear your voice, and we know that y'all had a blessed Thanksgiving, and we're so grateful. We're so grateful. Just to hear your voice tonight, My God, in the name of
Go there and home tonight,
Lord. Lord, we are in the need of prayer. We are in the need of prayer.
Hallelujah.
We need prayer all around us and throughout our day and throughout our house. We need prayer, Lord. My God, go there and get it home right now.
In Jesus' name.
And continue, Lord. Let me allow myself to continue because I know your grace is sufficient. I know that you're there in your spirit. I know you walk there through that house in the name of Jesus. I know these are praying people. My God, continue to bless them. Open doors upon them in the name of Jesus. Lord, she made a statement as her children go in and out. Watch over them. Watch over them. Come under your blood, Lord. Don't let no sad come. In the name of Jesus. Forgive each one of them each tongue. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I pray tonight for all of the Lord. I pray for my nieces and my nephews, and my God, I pray for them all. You know them name by name. My God, you know how old they are. My God, you know what they've done. This is my concern about a family. Save them, Lord. Don't let them turn a deaf ear unto your cry. Save them, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for prayer tonight. We thank you for being able to send up a prayer, a petition to you tonight. My God, we claim in victory for our children. We claim in victory for our household right now in the name of Jesus. And continue to spread your blessings over Mother Janet in the name of Jesus right now. You are regularly paying in the life, Lord. My God, give our mind like never before. I pray in the name of Jesus right now. Hear up from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, and we're going to give you a praise Jesus' name. Thanks unto the Lord. God bless you now, Mother Jenny. We love you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Jesus. Oh, precious saints. We're living in the stillness of the night. We're living in the quietness of the night. It's time to pray. Winter has passed. And summer is almost over. And we still all are not saved. We don't have time to have idle minds and foolish thoughts. When I say we are all not saved, I'm talking about your children. I'm talking about my children. Talk about my brothers and my sisters. All of them is not saved. How can we relax? How can we take it so easy as nothing is going on? And amen, our family is being destroyed by the political thing that is being exposed upon the face of the earth. How can we just rest in peace? We need. God knows what we need because he said he supplies our every need with his riches and glory. And I'm so grateful I can say thank God for that. David said he has not seen the righteous forsaken, neither is he begged for bread. God will take care of you. And the reason I'm so adamant about that, he's taking care of me every day of my life. Call that number tonight. If you need prayer for anything, is there anything too hard that God cannot do? There is nothing too hard God cannot do. Pray for my daughter Nisha in Las Vegas, that God would give her recovering from a major stroke she had. I can't look at the condition of the stroke. I just got to look at the power of God and know that God is able to restore her if it's in his will. We got many on the sick list. At Great All Nation, those that's on the prayer line, continue to pray for Great All Nation, that not man's way, but God's way, God will be done. God bless Minister Stewart tonight. If you hear me tonight, we love you. We're praying for you. You bitch have been under the weather, but I know y'all been praying for me. We're sending up Holy Timber tonight. Pray while it's day, because when night comes, no man can work. Work while it's day. Work, work. Work while there is a little bit daylight left. Satan has sold his influence all over the world. As I'm talking, got this little time. Beloved, don't rest from COVID-19, because it's not over with. Don't get relaxed, amen, and think it's over with. And you can, amen, go back to your regular business schedule and do what you have been done. Don't let Satan deceive you. It's not over with. Death is riding. Death is riding. And I'm going to say this to every one of you according to the word of God. If you die, and you die without Jesus Christ in hell, you're going to lift up your eyes. There was a judgment at the great white throne. And God's going to separate the sheep from the goats. You're laughing, you're making fun, you're mocking. But the day of God is at hand. Pray for the body of Jesus Christ, the saints of God everywhere. It doesn't make amen what land or country they're in or what language they speak. If they love Jesus, pray for them that God will give them strength. Oh, we're living in a crucial time. We live in a time, amen, that man love pleasure more than to do God. Men is selfish. They think about themselves more than they do God. My heart bleeds when I can see the condition of this world, a selfish world. A world think they are in control. And the blind is leading the blind. Call that number tonight. You still got time to get a prayer through tonight? Got time, amen, to tell somebody, amen, that Dr. Moore and the staff here in Apple Valley is on air tonight. Jesus want to hear from you. We're praying for you. We're praying for you in radio land. We're praying, amen, that God hear you spiritually and physically. Those of you that have backslidden, that turn your back on the Lord, we're praying that you turn around before breath is taken out of your body. Believe the word of God. I don't care, amen, what philosopher says. I don't care, amen, how well they speak. Jesus made a heaven, and Jesus is made, he made a hell. Hell was not made for mankind. Let me say that again. Hell was not made for mankind. It was made for the devil, Lucifer, and all of those that was influenced by him and was taken out of heaven. Hell was made for them. But when God created man, that satanic spirit, that Lucifer spirit, got into mankind, and man did the same thing that Lucifer did. He sinned against God. He transgressed the law of God. And it have not stopped, and it will not stop until the Lord come and set it straight. Beloved, let us pray for revival. And amen. It doesn't have to break out all over the face of the earth, but pray, amen, for revival to break out in your home. We got demonic spirits living right in our home. And we don't want to mention the Lord around them. And we want to pretend that everything is all right. Let's pray, children, and God will save them. God will sanctify them and fill them with the Hosanna Lava Hosa, with the precious Holy Ghost, and that will fire. Let's pray, amen. Proverbs 3 and 5 say, trust in the Lord, not trust in man. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, not some of it. And our understanding is no good. And lean not to thine own understanding. Our understanding cannot guide us into glory. You can't find salvation in your own understanding. God says, my ways is not like your ways. Neither are my thoughts like your thoughts. As far as the heaven is from the earth, my ways is different from your ways. Call us tonight. You have a few more minutes. If you desire prayer tonight, this is what the Lord have laid upon our hearts over 11 years ago. And we have been as faithful as we possibly could. But Satan has cheated some of you. But God's word is still standing. And it's going to stand. Heaven and earth will pass away. But his word is going to be right here. Yes, we pray for the sick. We pray for financial problems. We pray for home problems, our children. We pray for, amen, relationships in the home, that it will be restored back. We pray that God will be done in the home. Family is a very important part of salvation. If you can't get it straight with your family, you can't teach and serve God. Charity starts at home, and then it spreads abroad. We're praying for you, Minister Whitehead, that God continue to give you the ability and the strength. And as you often ask me to pray for Baltimore, Maryland, we're praying that God, amen, he know how to deal with Baltimore. This is not a new thing. Amen. There is nothing new that is under us. Amen. Things just in chain, but everything, amen, that we face and that already happened in some aspect. All I can tell you, according to the word of God, we haven't seen nothing yet as what we are going to see. God is going to unleash his power up on the children of disobedience. If you don't know how to get saved, call that number and ask me, Dr. Moore, how do I get saved? And I will give you to the best of my knowledge from the word of God how you can be saved. It is appointed unto man to die. We all gonna die. I said we all gonna die. Your money can't make you live. Your friends and your doctor, they can't make you live. Your husband and your wife can't make you live. We all gonna die. But I tell you, while you are up on the face of the earth, you can die with eternal life. You can die and have eternal life. Did you hear me? Jesus provided that for you when he was on Calvary. And he wants you to live. He wants you to have life. And he wants you to have it more abundantly. If the Lord delay is coming, amen. We will be back, amen, on next Wednesday night. Taking your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace. If you are listening tonight, if you are in Africa, if you are in China, and if you are in Russia, South America, if you listen tonight, God is everywhere. And if you understand my voice tonight, I want you to claim victory with me. Ever what you need from Jesus, ask him right now. Ever what you need. God is not going to give you nothing, amen, that you can't handle. But ever what you need, he say, I'll supply your needs. So ever what you need tonight. We have these few minutes. Ask Jesus. All things were made by him. And without him, there was nothing made that were made. Jesus made all things. In him was life. And he was a life, a man. Don't let these personal moments go by, beloved. Yes, there is going to be silence one day. There is going to be silence in heaven. But until that day come, the angels, amen, that was created by fire, they praising God. There's going to be a 30 minutes of silence. One of these days, the angels won't say nothing. But until then, don't let the rock cry out. That amen, that those hard-hearted, those deadly people that don't think about the Lord, don't let them cry out. and you got a voice and you could cry out. Remember, all this is being recorded. And when you stand before the Lord, God's going to, amen, let you know. I had my servant out there, but you didn't respond. And if your name is not written down in the Lamb Book of Life, my brothers and sisters, you won't see his face in peace. Make sure your name is written down in the Lamb Book of Life. You got to make sure of that. Nobody else can. We have one caller. God bless you.
Caller from 770-899. You're now live on the air. Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hi, Bishop Moore. This is Miriam calling in prayer for my family, my sons and my granddaughter. So I'm just asking for prayer.
Thank you, Sister Miriam. Amen. You're calling in. Amen. We're just about to go over there off. Amen. But we're going to pray for you anyway. Almighty God, right now, this is your child calling in for prayer, which covers a great multitude of everything. Lord God, answer her prayer in the name of Jesus. You know what she needs even before she calls. And dial that number, Lord, you know what she needs. I'm asking you to work it out for her right now. Watch over her children. Continue to cover her and her family under your blood. And we're going to give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. And amen. God bless
you. Thank you, Bishop. God bless.
Praise the Lord.